Everybody, welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I'm Ash Riot.
And we are Hologram. How are you doing, Ash?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. We have an extra special guest here in our bedroom studio.
In our bedroom studio, a new friend. Wow, this is earth-shattering.
It is. It's actually, it's even bedroom shattering.
Oh, exactly.
I think definitely it's some kind of shattering. So please, everybody,
some kind of shattering.
Everybody welcome Rhea to our program.
Hi, Rhea.
Hi, Rhea.
Guys.
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. We're excited to have Rhea because we've been things metaphysical. And so we've been, we forged a friendship from commerce.
We were like, you're going to be our friend, woman.
Yeah, we made her come.
They did not have to twist any arms in that transaction.
Yay. I love how when you said shattering, I was so happy because you kind of said shat on the radio.
Oh, so we're having some internet cutting in and out a bit.
It could be our microphone. Let's see, everybody. We got full signal. And if we are experiencing technical difficulty, just pray. And maybe pray or wish or hope or do a awesome. It's good now. See, that's because you prayed.
All right. Thank you for praying. I want to say again, since we were cutting out, we're going to welcome Rhea to our studio. This is our makeshift studio here in the basement of Ash Riot's home, also known as her bedroom slash music studio, former
slash kitchen.
Laundry area.
And kitchen, where we make tostadas. That's pretty much it. There's no stove. What do you cook down here? Well, Michelina's dinners and tostada.
There you are. You got a microwave. That's all you need, right?
Yeah, we got also
and a coffee
water.
Machine.
We have a water boiling kettle so we can have instant soup.
Like ramen.
Yeah.
So welcome, Rhea.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Welcome
it's
again.
My pleasure. Yes, it's my pleasure to be here.
As we were saying, we've known Rhea because we have been going to her store, her metaphysical store in Vancouver. Do you want us to name it or do you want us to be quiet?
Oh, up to you.
All right. Surprise. It's called Abraham's. It's on Commercial Drive, on Commercial and 12th. And it's the best store that we've ever found for all of our metaphysical needs.
Why, thank you.
It's true.
Thank you very much.
You don't know how true that is, everybody. So we are going to be talking about animal totems this evening. And that's why we're so privileged and feel very blessed to have Rhea here. Because we are actually offering free readings to those of you who call in. Talking about your totems and giving you readings about totems. And we're going to talk a little bit about it and the importance of animals. I said that not only as totems, but even in our lives, like just having connection to animals and paying attention to the animals and the birds, the mammals, the birds, the reptiles, all of the creatures who are presenting themselves to us in our daily life. Because
animals rule.
They rule. One day, maybe they will. You never know.
You never know. And also, so in saying about the free card readings, call us, and Don's going to give me the number again, because he's awesome. And all basically you got to do is we're equipped here with some awesome cards and our intuitions, and we are quite intuitive people and can definitely help you out with getting a free, just complimentary, connective reading. And I like the word connective.
Connective? I like connecting or connector. That's also good.
Connection.
How about, yeah.
Uh-huh. Who's cool?
Yeah. I think you beat us in the cool department.
Okay.
Ash.
Hands down.
Hands down. All right. So did you want to start? You wanted to talk a little bit about animal totems, or do you want me to start, or how
you
do you want
start,
to do this?
And I'll, like, I'm going to talk later in the program just about kind of like meditation and also dreaming and how animal totems really, really can play a part in that. So, I'm going to do some chit-chattering later.
Okay, so this is Cheryl. And Ash and I, as you know, are musicians, but we also are very interested in just experiencing life at its fullest and in its fullest expression. So it's not just the five senses, it's the six senses. And I've actually even talked about seven. So that's a whole other thing. But that's why we're bringing up animal totems.
Oh, I get it.
But I need my own drummer in here with a hi-hat and a cymbal crash.
I get it.
Anyways, animal... But a bling.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Don.
Hey, Don, can you also put up the numbers for us so we can give our numbers out? Thanks, man.
Don's so great. He's engineering actually from California, and so we're doing this, as you know, by internet radio, and we get a chance to have little chats with Don as we chat with you, because he puts up everybody who's calling in, but he also gives us little cute little things, and we just got a little bada bing from him. So bada bing back at you, Don. All right, so my understanding of animal totems, and I looked this up too, because I'm going to come from a personal place, but I also kind of want to be a little more, I'm open-minded to what others feel and believe they are. I mean, it's important that I don't just bring my personal viewpoint, but what other people are saying and doing around animal totems and their belief system around it. And what I found is that each person has 9 animal essences or totems that walk through life with them, teaching and guiding, and in some cases offering protection specifically. And these 9 totems usually remain the same, but major life changes can actually cause them to totally change and shift. You might actually have all 9 change, or you could have just a few change. These totems are around your spirit. So when you're looking at spirit, you've got east, south, north, west, above, below, and within. And then the last 2 animals are the ones that are walking beside you. So on the right side, you have your masculine male side, and then on the left side, you have your feminine side. So that makes the 9 animal totems. Now, at different times, you may have special helpers or special protectors that kind of come and offer a little bit of extra punch. And these animals will stay with you for a limited amount of time, depending on the challenges that you have to face. Now, they'll usually appear to you either in person, meaning you'll see them frequently, or you will see them in your dreams or while you're meditating. Are we in agreement here?
Total agreement.
How do you feel that so far?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I love the number 9. I love the number 9. 9's a big number for me. It's 3 times 3. I mean, 3s are big. If we go, I was actually talking to you about doing numbers and whatnot, but it's interesting to think of having 9 animal totems. You think about yourself as, not only do you have your angels and your guides and, you know, the loved ones who have passed on and who are offering their guidance to you, but you also have these animal, the animal realm too. And it's quite something to think about. 9 animals surrounding us above,
mine
below.
Are all cats. All cats. They got like dopey, sleepy, happy, you know, whatever they are.
Yeah, the
like
musician
the 7
cat.
Dwarves, except there's 9 of them. It's like, oh, look, it's all cats. And maybe like a squirrel. But that's what I'm pretty sure mine are.
Just to change it up.
Maybe we should do a reading.
Well, we do have a caller on line 3. Hello, Jax.
Hi, Jax.
Hey, guys. I figured I'd call in early since I'm supposed to be working.
Okay, that's cool. We'll play hooky with you.
I'm sorry?
Are you there? I said we'll play hooky with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it glitched at like the hooky part, and so I was like, huh?
Yeah, we'll play with you.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Well, and yeah, because you guys keep dropping out in case you haven't figured that out.
And well, it's not that we haven't figured it out.
Better.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping, too. We've been told by Don that we're having that experience. So, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do other than just hope it's all good. Exactly. So, can you hear us now?
Yep.
So, did you want a reading right away, Jax, or did you want to share a little bit about your idea and feelings around animal totems?
How about I share, and then we can do a reading? Or whatever order is better for you.
Okay, so let's get you to share.
Okay, so I don't know about this whole 9 animals thing. That sounds confusing. All I worry about is just what shows up, right? So, I mean, I strongly connect to my wolf totem, which is always been, that's my main totem, and it, you know, and specifically Arctic wolf, I connect very strongly to it, and it's my friend. But then, like, every once in a while, different things will pop up in dreams. Bears tend to show up a lot. And then, like, recently, I had a snake stalk me through a dream. That was really weird and funny. You know, like, every once in a while, like, different critters will show up, and then you're just like, oh, okay, what are you going to show me? And then I'll go look them up, and I'll go, okay, that seems to make some sense. You're here to teach me about this. Cool. And then, you know, it usually doesn't stick around too terribly much, but so I think it's interesting. I just try to pay attention to my dreams and see what shows up.
So you're saying that you're saying that you don't really relate to this nine animal.
I'm just not,
but you have three that are kind of have been knocking at your door lately. Okay.
Well, I mean, really,
okay.
Throughout for a long time, it's pretty much like the two, between the bear, which isn't my dominant, but tends to pop up once in a while, and then the, you know, the wolf, which is my life path totem, without a doubt. And then beyond that, I just view pretty much everything else as just a helper, you know, a temporary lesson totem that sticks around for various lengths of time. So, but I'm not familiar with the other stuff, and I mean, maybe if I looked into it more, it would pop up more, you know, and I'd recognize it, but.
Well, that's cool. I was kind of playing with some animal totem, just some cards that we have here that we always have found really, really, really useful, and the one that popped out was snake, so.
That works.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about snake. I because you already are familiar with wolf, and you, I would say that the wolf is your familiar. Would you agree? Do Rhea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what that is that animal souls that are connected through an energy link to only one person, and actually familiars tend to normally be birds, right? So they're normally ravens, crows, magpies, or owls. But I think they can also be wolves. Can they not?
They can.
Yes.
The birds are more connected in a magical way. When people start on that path, they seem to show up.
The birds. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, a wolf can very much mm-hmm. be a familiar, meaning it's your main kind of link or your main connection.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about the snake, though, because I think it's really quite interesting that you had the snake connection in a dream. And you used the word stalking you. Right, Jax?
Oh, yeah, it was actually really funny. Like, I was out in the, like, at a cabin. There's a whole bunch of other people around. And then the snake is just kind of, like, sneakily just following me. And I had to, like, go outside and trick it by, like, hiding behind the door. And then when it went past, I ran inside and I was like, ha-ha, I tricked you, snake. You know, like, because I was like, you're getting a little creepy because you keep following me around. And so, you know, I'm, like, not going to hurt it or anything. So I made it go outside.
So I'm reading from a medicine card book. I'm just going to read it directly just so you have this, just the snake card, and you understand. This is a really great book. It's written by Jamie Sams and David Carson, and it's called Medicine Cards. And what it's saying the snake is transmutation. And let's just see if this to you. Snake, come crawling, there's fire in your eyes. Bite me, excite me, I learn to realize. The poison transmuted brings eternal flame. Open me to heaven to heal me again. So the transmutation of the life-death rebirth cycle is exemplified by the shedding of a snake skin. It's the energy of wholeness, cosmic consciousness, and the ability to experience anything willingly and without resistance. It is the knowledge that all things are equal in creation and that those things which might be experienced as poison can be eaten, ingested, integrated, and transmuted if one has the proper state of mind. Thoth, the Atlantean who later returned as Hermes and was the father of alchemy, used the symbology of two snakes intertwining around a sword to represent healing, Complete understanding and acceptance of the male and female within each organism creates a melding of the two into one, thereby producing divine energy. So this medicine teaches you on a personal level that you are a universal being. Through accepting all aspects of your life, you can bring about the transmutation of the fire medicine. And this fire energy, when functioning on the material plane, creates passion, desire, procreation, and physical vitality. And on the emotional plane, it becomes ambition, creation, resolution, and dreams. And on the mental plane, it becomes intellect, power, charisma, and leadership. When the snake energy reaches the spiritual plane, it becomes wisdom, understanding, wholeness, and connection to the Great Spirit. If you have chosen this symbol, there is a need within you to transmute some thought, action, or desire. Does that resonate with you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, there's a lot in there. So,
well, I know.
It's,
so,
you know, it's... I think when I was looking at it, because there's lessons with, you know, like leadership and stuff like that, there's a lot of things going on. So,
if know, I was
certainly
to
not worrying about procreation, so...
Yeah. Like, if I were to kind of, let's just say psychically or intuitively tap in anything without even, like, reading or anything, I think where that card pertains to you or even the snake is that I think that as you take on a lot of things, you basically don't really have time just to go, oh, let's chill. How about let's, you know, just kind of, I'll follow you, you do it. I see that you take on a very, defined role as a leader quite often. And there's like the roles that you take on, people depend on you to be a little, let's just say fearless. So when you're taking that on, when you're doing that, there's still got to be some part of you that's like, holy crap, man, I got to really shine here. And instead of worrying about like about shining, it's going to be pretty much natural that you do, because you can transmute a lot of even uncertainty into, I mean, you get the snake out the door, man. That's good. So I don't know. Yeah, Rhea has something too.
It can also mean because snakes shed their skins, right? And it could be trying to tell you that it's time for you to shed your skin evolutionary-wise and take a step up, a change.
So, Jax?
Yeah.
Jax, did you hear Rhea?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so much going on that, you know, it's pretty hard to tell exactly where it leads. You know, but
so can I add mine now? So I read to you from that book, but I also want to add, I want to add something, because what's standing out to me here is transmutation, and what I'm getting psychically connecting to you. I don't know you that well. I know a little bit of your life circumstance. So I'm just going to say what I'm getting, and I don't know in what way you'll know how it pertains to you, but what I'm getting is that there's something that you have been either thinking about or kind of visiting in some way, and you've actually thought it wasn't the way to go, because you have a mindset about some particular, whether it's a person or it's a there's something to do with a mindset around something in your life right now that you're looking at it like it's a bad thing, or you're kind of putting those labels on it, bad, don't go there, beware. And what I think Snake's telling you here is that you need to rethink this. You need to look at it again, and you need to, that what looks like it potentially could be dangerous or poisonous, or there's something in your older belief system that's stopping you, but you need to kind of take a look at recreating maybe a newer belief system, because it's not so poisonous. It's not something that's bad. It's actually something that's really beneficial to you. I'm getting chills as I say that, so I'm feeling that this is very much spirit. So there's something, and you will know this, I can't tell you specifically because I'm just giving you the message, but there's something that you've been looking at, and it's right there. It's like, it's almost like I can see it on a road, and it's right in front of you. It's not even subtle. It's not subtle. I'm not getting it subtle at all. And does this make sense to you?
I mean, there has been something that's been very troubling lately. I have my own little arch nemesis of sorts, and finding a way to navigate that situation has been incredibly difficult, and it feels like what I've been doing has been backfiring with a certain amount of people, and it's just been, it's challenging. So, yeah.
Okay, so it's about taking a look at this and rethinking it, like seeing it in a new way. It's actual alchemy. It's you transmuting what this situation is. Rhea, you want to?
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. So there's something that you can actually transmute this and change it. You can change what appears to be a negative thing into a positive thing, and all it really takes is the way that you approach it, the way that you see it. Because even our attitude, even changing an attitude about something can transmute something. So right. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but it's basically giving you permission. It's telling you, mm-hmm. look at it in a new way and see it as a really great thing, not as something that's not a great thing.
You don't have to change your beliefs,
no.
but in order to, I think, get through, just, and it's not even saying, okay, well, I'm going to come see it through your eyes. But it's just maybe changing I'm not even going to say changing. I'm just going to say looking at it from a different perspective, like Cheryl was saying, because I think that I have a feeling like there's too many cooks in the kitchen now with this issue.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. It doesn't give me an answer. Of course, it's not going to. But, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, yeah, I'm not really sure. It's one of those things where it's like, can it just go away?
Don't back down.
We're going to pull a card for you, okay? We just basically wanted to address snake because it's something that's presented itself to you in your dreams, and we all feel we're in agreement that you need to mm-hmm. to look at that. It's something that is offering you a solution, and you do have the answer. Sir Jax, you do. And I know it's hard. There's times when we think, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what this means. This is very confusing. But I think, do you meditate?
Yeah, that just doesn't, the answers aren't, well, you know, I haven't specifically meditated on asking for any hints in a different direction or viewpoint. So there is that. I haven't actually asked that. So far, I've only been asking for, you know, I have been asking basically, am I doing this wrong? Or, you know, like, is there something different I can do? The only real images, because I don't get strong communication yet, I'm still working up to that, were, like, comforting. You know, I'm like, well, okay, that's cool, but can I have an answer? Like, how can I make this better? Tell me, you know? So it's something I'm still working on, but yeah, I should tweak the question a little bit, because if you don't ask the question right, you don't get the answer, the type of answer you're looking for. So,
yeah, but what I'd like to say again, and I'm hearing it again, is the answer already in you. You have the answer, and why I was asking you is, do you meditate? Is I'm also feeling prompted to suggest that you try just meditating without a question. Have you ever just meditated without any kind of question?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do that most often, because most of the time once I get there and realize I actually don't remember any questions anyway. So, and because I don't get good answers, I don't get good messages back. That usually comes later or whatever. So I don't usually stress on the questions, because it'll just make me more frustrated at the lack of information I get out. So.
Yeah, you are quite a thinker, right? And so what I'm getting, and even the snake is kind of like that. The snake actually in your dream, it was pretty cool. You had a little bit of a game going, but it's like the snake was taking you away from the thought and focusing on the action of just having this interaction with the snake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's inviting you, perhaps even the rethinking is just not thinking at all. Do you understand
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to pull a card for you.
We're going to pull a card for you, but in the same time, is your arch nemesis a guy?
A male?
Is it a male?
He is male.
Is he balding a little?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't want to look at a picture.
I think
of
he is
him
a little.
To find out, he might be. I mean, who knows?
So Ash is getting something for you.
Yeah, I'll make it really, really quick though. I think that in order to, and I mean this in a really positive way, in order, I was going to say hit him where it hurts, but I don't want you to hurt him. I think in order to really get through to him, I think that instead of looking like an opposition, to find some kind of common ground with him in order to let the issue subside a little bit. It's like, because difference is, and I guess apathy in a way is what makes people really like resonate in dissonance. So if you can find some sort of common ground, I think that even if I get the feeling like there's one specific issue that's pissed him off or that has pissed you off, but I think that there's a common ground somewhere else that can potentially heal this. I don't know if that makes sense.
If it were any other person, I would say yes, of course there is. But this has been tried in multiple ways over the past decade. And when someone just is convinced that you're really just not, you know, that you're not a good person, or it basically it's just I have everything that he wants in life and spiritually and everything else. And so the only way he's figured out how to get it is to try to destroy me and somehow take it from me. And so there's really no sane thought process that goes on, and there's no reasoning with him. Like, people that are very close to him and he respects have tried. So
yeah.
It's not anything that can remotely be resolved by changing his mind at any point in the near future, because I don't think he's capable of it.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, because it feels like he's kind of sewn into a set of his own standards that I think there's part of him that's crawling out wanting to see beyond them, but he's so stuck in there that I think your only chance of getting through to him is by standing strong, you know, instead of succumbing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give in to his insanity and complete and utter mischaracterization of me. So the trick is how to do that without other people seeing that as attacking or fighting or anything else other than what I feel it is, which is just standing my ground. And so, you know, at some point, it may just come down to recognizing that they're not going to believe my version, you know, my perspective on the whole situation. So...
yeah, I understand. I'd say just try and stay. I know it sounds really cliche, but try and stay strong on what you feel, what you believe, not necessarily what others want to hear from you, and even not him, but whoever else is involved. So anyway, but hopefully that helps you, and we really are thankful that you have called in. We have one more card for you, I think, and that was the turkey. So instead of reading to you from the book, what I want you to do is just try and research it a little bit and just meditate on turkey. I know that sounds weird. Hey, think about a turkey, but there's going to be a sign that's going to pop up and you're going to go, ah, like that. So just do it and know that we love you. And, we have two more callers, so we're going to get to them
just
now.
Tell her quickly though, it's about giving away.
P.S. Turkey is called giveaway. It's about giving something back, giving something away.
Okay, and I'll send you a link to some really, really awesome animal totem, a website that's got, like, the stuff from, like, a whole bunch of books. And
okay,
that'll
great.
Be, like, a totally awesome reference for people. So I'll send it to you on Facebook.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And, yeah, I hope that helped at all. But just seriously, don't back down and just, I don't know, just... really meditate on all this, and that's what
I will.
With it.
means is that she has to also let go. She has to give away her ego.
You have to give away ego.
Well, what fun is that?
Well, it's not so all much right. fun, but it does, it'll, you'll understand. It'll make you feel, you'll be like, oh, yeah, hey, those hologram chicks were right.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You have fun.
Yeah, have a good night. And we would love to talk to you. Okay. And now, we love you. Now we would love to open the line to for Jan from Upstairs Canada.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you delightfully.
Oh, good, good.
So do you have anything to say about animals, or would you like a free reading?
Yes, I would love a free reading.
Okay. Would you like it from Cheryl Catherine Smith, Ash Riot, or Rhea?
Or all three.
Or all three.
How about all three?
Okay. That works well. Rhea's so shy. It's so cute. Well, she's not that shy. You just had some food with all of us. So here we go, everybody. What?
Go ahead.
I heard something. I swear I heard something. Anyway, I would really appreciate Cheryl shuffling these beautiful cards.
Okay, Jen, can I ask you first?
Yes.
Which animals have you felt around you lately in the last couple months? What have you really noticed a lot?
Our dog Ziggy.
Ah, so you're seeing you're seeing a past animal.
Yes.
Okay, so dog companion. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I used to call him my number one son.
Now you
very close
number
to
one
him.
Son. Okay, so the first card that I got for you was grouse.
Mm-hmm.
Grouse. Okay. So the first thing I get around grouse is something that hides and then is it has to be ushered out. You know when people are hunting for grouse?
Yes.
they're always trying to get them out to shoot them, right? It's something grouse hide, and then they are. So what I feel around it for you is that there's something that you are thinking of doing, a step you are thinking of taking, but you need a little bit of a push. You need a push.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So, do you know what we're talking about? Do you know what the step is that you need to do?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so do you feel that you can maybe talk to your friends and family and say, this is what I'd like to do. Can you please support me and maybe even encourage me? Because I know that some spiritual leaders believe that you should not share your dreams with many people because people can actually poison them in a way, because if you share your dreams with too many people, they become lessened because some other people's energy gets in the way, and if they have any kind of unresolved whatever's going on for them, they can actually impede us. But what I'm getting
that.
With this particular one, yeah, that there's I get two people. I get there's two women in your life that you feel that you can trust. And that you can share this dream with, and that they will not make fun of it or anything. They will support it wholeheartedly. And if you ask them to help you out of the nest with it, that they will do their damnedest to do that. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Do you know who the two women are?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So that's right away I'm getting, that's basically what I've got, because my tingling is coming to an end.
Well, you're so correct.
Cool. I would just expand on and in agreement with Cheryl in that telling people your dreams, if there's any opposition from those people, it sort of undermines your quest in a way. Also, trust in your spiritual gifts. Focus on those aspects, because the grouse is a number 34. So that's a 7, which we call the God number, the faith number. So that's a resource for you that you should incorporate and trust in that. And I think it'll be just fine. What you're trying to do is going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. Just trust in spirit.
So spirit's supporting this, right? Spirit is supporting it. And spirit is also saying that you've got to have very few trusted to help you not only believe in yourself with this, but also to encourage you back into yourself is what I'm hearing. Back into yourself. Do you understand that?
I do.
Cool.
Very
Ash?
Very much so. Very much
cool.
So.
I think that the best thing for you to do right now to make things easier on yourself is to allow more time to find yourself. So even if that's just having quiet time to yourself or saying, I don't feel like cleaning out the fridge right now, just don't do it and just relax and spend time, like, because nobody's going to do that for you.
I know that.
So I think that you need to spend more time.
You mean clean the fridge? You mean clean the fridge or me time?
Yeah. yeah, nobody's going to do that for you, Jan.
I'm about to say, hey, I'll help, and you always say no.
Either or both.
Does frog mean anything to you, Jan?
Does what?
Frog.
Yes.
Okay, because I picked another card. I picked frog for you. First thing I got, because I know you, I got our dear Reverend Barbara.
Yes.
And so what I would associate there is that there's a place for you there to expand on your gifts.
Yes, there is.
Okay? Because frog to me is Reverend Barbara.
Yes. Well, you know what? I've got Barbara nurturing me, and I've got two other very special girls nurturing me, and it's just wonderful.
The third.
Everyone is supportive.
But you got another one named Rhea.
What's that?
So, Rhea, do you have anything to add with Frog? Just seeing about Rhea.
Just that it seems like you just need to take that leap. Like a frog, trust in yourself. You feel that you're not ready, but you are.
Yeah.
You're actually like master number teacher here, but you're in the background. You should just take that leap and do it and not worry about what other people think. Also, don't think that you need some schooling around this, because you have it innately. Just believe in yourself.
I've heard that before.
So that's great that Rhea brought up the leap. I would say leap of faith. So this is a leap of faith that you need to take, because it's we don't understand what it means to have faith and trust unless we act in it. The only way we can know what faith is if we act in faith, and then we learn to trust more. We don't have the answers first, and then we do the action after. That's what faith and trust is about. We have faith in our ability, faith that we're protected, faith that we're supported, and we step out in faith knowing that, and we take the first step. And the rewards are revealed after we take the step, not before. All right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the readings. You guys were excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
We love you too.
We love you. And now we would like to go to our next caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Our next caller is Ryan on line one.
Hey.
Hello, Ryan. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you? Good. How are you?
We are doing quite well. We are sitting here doing a radio show program.
Nice.
How are you doing? How is everything? We're going to be doing, if you have any specific questions to ask us, go for it. But otherwise, we're just kind of going to intuitively and cardfully, intuitively, pull a card for you.
Do you have anything to talk about? Do you want to share animals? I'll ask you the same question I asked Jan. Have you noticed any particular bird, reptile, mammal around you the last couple of months?
Well, just around me, kind of the only animal I see is the animal that friends, pets, and stuff like that. But you know, just something I wanted to touch on in terms of, like, wildlife and stuff. A really spiritual experience for me was in 2005. I was down in Santa Barbara. I went to the zoo, and I didn't even realize I was by the lions. And I'm standing out on this platform, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I'm by the lions. And I didn't see them, but I felt this, like, almost like a vibration in the ground. And I was like, what the hell was that? And then I just heard this loud, like, it just built up and built up and built up, and it was actually the lion's roar. And I noticed over on a rock, probably 10 feet away from me, of course, there was the barrier. But, it was incredibly powerful. I've always connected with lions. I find them really beautiful. But, I mean, if we're getting a little more Canadian, I guess, I'd say probably I've been noticing actually a lot of birds lately. Normally I don't, but lately I have. So, yeah.
That's really cool, Ryan, because as you were talking, I was shuffling the deck of cards in my hands and concentrating, and mountain lion came out.
Really?
Did you hear that? That's when you were saying, I'll get a little Canadian with this, I thought you were going to say mountain lion, because we have mountain lions. I didn't expect the birds. So that is the truth. Ash pulled mountain lion for you. I can bear witness to that because it's right here. The card's right here. And it's interesting because I love how spirit is, because to me, spirit's just going, yeah, I've got your Canadian lion here for you. It's just really cool. So Ash, why don't you talk about what you're getting around the card?
Okay, so, well, first of all, every card kind of has a purpose in this particular deck. And I think, and this one is leadership, but I'm going to intuitively speak about leadership to you and just give you exactly whatever I'm getting, okay?
Okay.
So I think for you what leadership means is instead of, a lot of people go through this. So instead of basically just wanting to blend in so you're not, let's say, as noticeable, that's what I went through actually quite a bit in my life. I just, like, aside from all my tattoos, I was really, and I'm not even talking physically, but I'm talking in so many ways, it's so much easier to kind of get your bearings together when you're not in the forefront. When you're at least a little bit, let's just say in hibernation, even though bears hibernate, mountain lions probably don't. I think that you're at a place in your life right now where you're okay with climbing a little bit. So instead of just waiting and standing at the bottom of the big, huge rock and letting everybody else go up, you're finally starting to get brave enough to climb up yourself. And I think that intuition and that leadership, a lot of other people are going to be able to follow in your footsteps. So with the leadership card and the mountain lion card, which is one and the same, obviously, it's the same thing. I think that's going to, when you start letting yourself, let's say, be involved more as a leader, the inspiration that you show other people is definitely going to inspire you in return. So does that make sense to you?
It does. Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Can I add something too? With this card, what I get, and I'm going to ask Rhea to also add something, because this is great. You get three different people, you know, reading for you, which is pretty cool.
Rhea rules.
With the leadership, what I get with this, I'm just, again, this is an intuitive reading. I get that there's a concern around you being in leadership, because with leadership comes responsibility. And so oftentimes we are afraid of leadership because we don't want the responsibility. But this card is actually calling you to leadership and to let go of that aspect of any fear around it. The card is also the number 17. 17 is 8, and 8 is the money number. And what I get there is that perhaps you've been questioning or thinking about how to make, maybe financially, you've had some financial questions going on. Maybe there's some purchases or certain lifestyles or certain things that you'd like to do. To, if you had a little more money, you might be able to do some of the things that you desire to do. And so I would, because it's connected, so it's right on the same card, I would say that the card is saying that if you take more responsibility and are open-minded to taking leadership roles, that the money also is tied in there. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
All right, because I also am being told that you actually have had some people talking to you about being more in a leadership role. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is getting scary.
I even see. Is this woman? It's a woman, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see her. So I think that this woman is someone who is very much, very, she's close to you. She's connected to you. She has a vested interest in you. She wants you to succeed, and she's in a position where she can help you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm getting that you need to pay attention to this woman, and you need to trust her guidance, and that you need to trust that she's coming from a place of love and support. And that's all you need to know for now. This is your next step, is being willing and open-minded to being in a leadership role, and also being open-minded to this particular woman. She feels really good. Can you tap into her?
Yeah, she feels really good. Is she a little bit older?
Yeah.
Because I get like almost you talking to her outside somewhere.
Outside?
Yeah, I'm just seeing, like, I'm getting, or maybe I'm just getting the area around where you talk to her, but it's like I get things in energy, so I'm really feeling like she kind of had the lowdown talk with you, instead of kind of just saying, oh, you know, yeah, that'd be cool one day. She's like, no, Ryan, like, this would be really great to see you do, insert whatever it is here. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Cool. And I think that, I think that she didn't think that she necessarily got through to you as much as she did, correct?
Yeah, that's very true.
So I think that if you just take that step and be confident and say, yeah, you know, I actually can do this. Look what I've done in the past couple years, or look what I've done in the past 6 months or whatever, because time is the best measurement. You look back and go, holy crap. Look how far I've come in this amount of time. And I think that when you kind of look back and see the pattern of growth, it'll be a lot easier to open up to new possibilities.
Wow. You're good.
Hey, you're good. And now Rhea wants to say something.
Hi, Ryan. Okay. You'll have to bear with me a little bit. Shy here of public speaking.
She's very shy, but we love her.
Yeah. So what I get from this card for you is, much like the lion, is stand your ground. Be grounded like that lion. And it's all about power and control, knowing when to use it, not giving it away to other people, which would be sort of like the victim part, but to stand your ground, use that power and control to your advantage. I feel around you there's a lot of vacillation in energy. Like, it comes and goes like a figure eight on its side, like the infinity sign. It's like a roller coaster. And what you want to do is harness that, focus on your goal or intention, and then use that power that you have. I feel that you don't realize that you have it. You're more powerful than you think. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and you know, yeah. Know that, again, we're talking about faith, and it seems like there may have been an abandonment, perhaps, of some of your belief systems or some of your faith basis. And just to incorporate that in your life again and have that trust in the universe and in yourself, and just own it. Own your power and walk strong like that lion. Don't let anybody try to sway you or negate what it is that you are focused on. And that's what I get for you.
That's beautiful, Rhea. That was great, Ash. This is great. Look at that. We're all just really in sync here, and thank you for the opportunity that we can read for you.
Yeah, thank you. We ate food with
you
yesterday.
Thanks for reading for me.
Can I also suggest, do you have anything with a picture of a mountain lion, or if you have any kind, like even a statue, like a little do you have anything of a mountain lion in your possession?
Or just a lion.
Or a lion. Something that will remind you of this reading.
You know what? I have a picture of that lion that was roaring that day.
All right. So can we suggest that maybe you have that either on your fridge or on your mirror or somewhere that it reminds you of all this?
Okay.
Reminds you. Yeah, because this will be, it'll be a reminder for you to, like as Rhea was saying, is to just own the power that you already are.
Even if you have a fear around it, even if for like momentarily you're like, oh crap, how am I going to do that? Remember how you felt when you saw that lion or heard that lion. Like, remember that, because that current has never gone away. It still runs through you, and so does your strength.
Yeah, that vibration. That was a perfect way for that lion to be introduced to you, was to feel the earth rumble beneath your feet. That was perfect.
It was so intimidating, but so powerful. It was like, yeah, it's.
But that was gift.
I can't describe it.
It was
beautiful. It felt beautiful.
Did you hear what Rhea said? She said that was gifted to you
through vibration.
Wow. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is what we were talking about before, is the beauty of animals and how important. Like, I find them absolutely important in my life. I you know, the connection with them, to see the birds. I get a lot of crows around me. Owl, we had an experience with owl not that long ago. It was just
amazing.
I'm on the highway and I have hawk on this almost same lamppost every time I drive the highway, which is quite frequently. And so, yeah, just everybody pay attention to the things that are around you, and you were gifted. Like, these are gifts. Animals are beautiful, wonderful, magical, marvelous gifts. So pay attention to those animals that present themselves to you. Thank you for calling in, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
We send you love.
We send you tons of it.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I would like to finish up by saying something just about animal totems in general, and just this little tidbit that a pal gave to me. So anyway, to be connected to an animal is supernatural in itself, as you are connecting to being that. Hang on, sorry. Okay, let's try being more eloquent, like my friends. Okay, now everybody stop and listen to the awesomeness of this paragraph. This is going to sum up the entire show. Yeah, come on, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, okay. To be connected to an animal is supernatural in itself, as you are connecting to a being that cannot use audible words to communicate. Those who do not believe in energy or emotional collaboration of transferring of energy cannot quite become as connected to animals or their animal totems. For instance, if you do not believe an animal has a soul, becoming acquainted with your inner animal totem will not come as easy, if at all. We as humans must realize the kinship we not only have, but are responsible for, in regard to animals and their communication to spirit. Animals are not ours to use, they are their own. However, we have the ability to unwind their voiceless existence and bring it to the forefront, so we may learn from their presence in both our waking life and our dreams. Whether we encounter them in body, mind, or spirit. Whether you see that same hawk sitting above your head on the power lines as you drive down the freeway. Creatures are messengers that provide us insight, peace of mind, lessons in life, and understanding if we are open to it.
Thank you. That was beautiful. And I just want to close in saying this. I really do appreciate animals. I hope that you all will reach out to your animal totems, that you will recognize that you're not alone, that animals not only serve to give us protection and guidance, but they also serve to give us connection. And Ryan did that so beautifully by, you know, sharing how that animal, that beautiful lion, basically invited him into his world and just connected through vibration. And that's absolutely extraordinary. So thank you to our callers, Jax, Janice, and Ryan. And we're so happy to have Rhea here as a guest. You did so
Rhea, you
awesome.
She wasn't going to say a word tonight. She was just going to be here to be like, yeah, to offer her psychic perfection. And here you are. She talked.
It was so nice to hang out with you guys. So thanks for that opportunity.
Well, thank you for being here. And I want to just give a shout out to the store again. Abraham's on 12th and Commercial. And it's just an absolutely fantastic store for anybody in the Vancouver area.
We're there so much, our room smells like it.
Exactly. Exactly. So everything
feels like home.
Everything we could ever need or want has always been found there. So thank you, Rhea, for offering your store to Greater Vancouver, for people to have a higher connection and a greater connection to the highest good. So thank you for that. So blessings to all of you. I hope you enjoyed our reading show. And we encourage you to not only kiss trees, but to give each other lots of hugs. We love you. Bye.
Goodbye.